All right, let's look through the window of baseball with our good friend Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle, brought to us by Truett & White, the professional builder's choice, and Marvin Windows and Doors. Bruce, nice enough to be with us at the Cal game today. Bruce, how are you?
Hey, Bruce.
Good. I'm looking through a window down on the field right here. It's the window of college football.
All right, give us an update on the Cal game to start off.
Well, it's a bit of a struggle. It's late in the first half. It's 7-7. Cal's had a few good moments, but they haven't been able to push it in. San Diego State giving them a little more than they bargained for, so it's a little tense out here right now.
All right, how's Marshall Faulk doing?
he's piled up the yardage, believe me.
All right, that's the last I remember about San Diego State.
Well, they had Kyle Turley, and they had Dan McGuire. Mark McGuire's little brother played quarterback for the Aztecs, Marty.
All right.
Knows that.
There you go.
All right. Well, it's baseball today. And, you know, Bruce, what I was thinking about in opening the show today, and, you know, football happens, and hockey is around the corner, and basketball. And if you're not with that stranglehold on your division, you're in it. But if you have that nice lead in the division with 21 to go, you feel pretty good. But the history of the sport, Bruce, I tell you, with 21 to go, if you're 6 or 7 behind, and I know it depends on who your players are and who gets hot and all that, but there's still an eternity left in a baseball season.
Yeah, and this is a big day. It's the kind of day that looms as a shot to cut yet another game off of that Dodger lead, with Bolsinger going for the Dodgers and Bumgarner for the Giants. You know, it's the kind of day that, you know, if that does happen, then you got 2 days in a row where you cut games off. All of a sudden you're thinking, hey, you know, we're putting a little pressure on these guys and maybe they'll feel it. Be very interesting.
Well, as Pat and I were talking, Pat, jump in when you're ready.
Sure.
But, you know, Bruce, St. Louis lost 2 today. They lost the suspended game. They lost the regular game. DeScalfani wins it. Cincinnati started rookie pitchers, I think, 43 days in a row. And you got to go back to 1902, the last time when the league was formed. The American League was basically formed then.
Oh, my God.
Now, what does that mean? St. Louis has 54 losses. Pittsburgh has 56, and the Cubs have 58 with essentially 20 games to play. How about that race?
I'll tell you, I want the Cubs to win that race so bad because they are so entertaining. I want to see them in the postseason, and not just because they're the Cubs, but because their team is so fun to watch. And just to stay out of that desperation of a one game wild card playoff, after 162, you go down to one game. That's pretty tough, but that's going to be fascinating no matter how it plays out.
Is St. Louis running out of gas, Bruce, or do you think they can pick it back up with a – I mean, they've had their own fair share of injuries. St. Louis, man, I'm shocked to see them falling apart like this.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a very hard team to rule out. You know, it looks that way. But, you know, things can be deceiving. I mean, the Giants were absolutely dead and gone just a few days ago. They still got a little bit of life right now. I never rule out the Cardinals. As many things are going wrong for them, as long as Yadier Molina is standing and some of those, you know, the Piscottis and Colton Wongs are out there, I don't discount them in the slightest.
Well, the way it happens, you have to put the brakes on.
Yeah.
You see, there's an avalanche happening of losses. I mean, the Phillies, the Dodgers in 62, the Phillies in 64, the Angels and Seattle in 95. If you put the brakes on it, and you win a few, now they're all of a sudden 7 back with 14 to go. And the thing is, the avalanche of losses you have to stop, and that's what they're having trouble with right now, because there is plenty of time until you put the brakes on it.
Yeah, and that's going to be the interesting thing about the Dodgers, too, is that as tight as they might get and they get a couple losses, they have two guys who put the brakes on as well as anybody in baseball. And that's why... it's going to be. I still feel they're going to be hard to catch because with Kershaw and Greinke, they've got a couple of pretty good brakemen there.
Yeah, that's the issue. As I said, and I said this about a month ago, Bruce, and you and I talked, and I think we agreed, they have to win every time Kershaw and Greinke pitch. And if they don't, then it's trouble for them.
Yeah, just like Bumgarner needs to win today.
Yeah.
He really does, and it's tough. I mean, the Giants' injury situation is... It's almost comical, you know, except it just isn't funny. But, I mean, they lose an entire outfield worth of guys that probably won't be playing the rest of the season. We got a Cal touchdown over here.
All right.
there's so many factors going into this thing. You know, on a day like this, you got Bumgarner going. You feel like, you know, they can still be the real Giants and still get something going. I love how they still got a lot of fight. You know, they had a team meeting. They said, we're going down fighting. We're not going to concede in any way, even with all this stuff happening. And that's encouraging. I wouldn't expect anything less, but it's great to see.
All right, Bruce Jenkins with us. We're looking through the window of baseball and also through the looking at the Cal game at the same time. Now they lead 14-7, I assume.
Sure.
Over San Diego State. What do you think about Cespedes and the fact that they're all of a sudden trumping him for MVP in the National League? And he's only been in the National League since August 1st.
Yeah, that's a real interesting question. I kind of go back and forth on it. Mm-hmm. Bryce Harper's stats, I mean, just to watch him, you know that he's an MVP candidate, but his stats are ridiculous. I mean, he leads the major leagues in a bunch of really significant categories, but do you go for a guy whose team is just flat-out collapsing? I see now Drew Storen broke his thumb, slamming a locker. He's out for the season. They're just a joke. I mean, their collapse has been really pathetic. So do you, even as great as he's been, do you vote for a guy on that team? And if you don't, I mean, if you talk about true value, the literal meaning of value, nobody's more valuable than Cespedes. I mean, everything changed when he got there. He's Ted Williams, for God's sake. He's homering every day or doubling or making a great throw. He's completely changed the whole climate of that team. If I had a vote, I swear I'm not sure which way I'd go. I'm losing my faith in Harper just because the Nats are fading, but that brief time Cespedes has had in New York has to be a factor. And, you know, to me, a guy like Yadier Molina, if they wind up having the best record in the league, he's a guy in the discussion as well.
Well, look at McCutcheon with Pittsburgh.
Sure. With Arizona?
Sure, yeah.
But, you know, as you were talking, Bruce, I was trying to think of other players who had a big impact in a partial season who won something, and all of a sudden Rick Sutcliffe jumped into my mind.
Yeah. He started out
with Cleveland.
He had more time, was it with the Cubs?
Yeah, 16-1, yeah. Remember?
Yeah, he had a lot of time with the Cubs.
What about CC Sabathia with the Brewers a couple years ago, or was that just the final month of the season?
Didn't Fred McGriff have a big impact years ago?
Absolutely.
Yeah. 93, I want to say.
I have to look that up and see where he ended up in the MVP race. That was 93 with the Braves.
That was 93.
That was huge. It would be strange to see Cespedes win it, but at the same time, if he's going to play like this for the rest of the month, I'll just say nobody's more valuable. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting.
Let me shoot this in. By the way, Bruce, nobody scored more runs in the second half since the All-Star break than the Mets. The Mets have scored even more than the Blue Jays since the All-Star break. But let me ask you this.
Wow.
If Bryce Harper wins the MVP, I can't remember a guy winning the MVP and having his manager fired in the same season. Because I don't think Matt Williams is going to make it past the Hangman. Do you?
I don't know. I keep hearing that Mike Rizzo is the big Matt Williams guy, but a lot of bad stuff's going on there. And, of course, you know, when you're losing, that hardly creates good chemistry. But he's lost a lot of the players in the locker room. He's made some truly baffling decisions that gets so magnified, you know, when you're on a bad roll like that. That's a good question about the MVP and the manager part. I don't know. There have been a lot of MVPs who weren't on winning teams. Not a bunch of, but there have been several.
So. Well, how about the great Bob Scheffing? Did he get fired in 1958 after Ernie Banks won the MVP?
There you go. Wow. Yeah, that's a good one. Marty coming up with that instantly.
We'd have to look that one up.
We don't need to look it up, Marty. Nothing but trust.
All right. Hey, how about the Blue Jays? So Pat and I were talking about the Braves with the three guys who hit 40 in 1973. And now look at the Blue Jays. Big win today. They pushed the Yankees 3.5 back. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have three guys with 40 or more. And they're going to have over 200 home runs. Mm-hmm. John Sterling today was comparing the Blue Jays to the 61 Yankees, who hit about 240. So can the home run just carry them the whole way?
Well, if you got three guys bombing like that, that's just terrifying for the opposing pitchers. And not only that, you got Russell Martin and hopefully Tula Whiskey if he's not too badly hurt. They're just flat out raking. That can take you an awful long way. I mean, the 61 Yankees had great pitching as well, and all the great Yankee teams that had these murderers' rows had great pitching too. But I don't know. I'm just delighted to see what Toronto's doing. I'm really, really enjoying them, and I they've got enough pitching to win it. But if you got Encarnacion, Bautista, and Donaldson, I mean, that's really all you need most days.
Boy, it's going to be fun. I think this playoff, I don't know how the West will end up. I'm hoping that it gets more interesting day by day. But I think this play, and we'll talk about more tomorrow in the weeks ahead, but I think we're in for quite a treat in October.
No Teixeira, though. I mean, that's going to hurt the Yankees' ability to score runs because he was protecting A-Rod. Yeah. So no Teixeira out for the rest of the year is going to hurt the Yankees.
Bruce,
cause.
Let me just answer the question. Ben Stein looked up 1993.
Okay.
Bonds first, Lenny Dykstra second, David Justice third, and McGriff fourth.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
And so
and Bonds and the Giants, they fell short as well, but Bonds was just that good.
And Justice and McGriff made the difference.
Yep, that's right.
And Dykstra was second. Lenny Dykstra, who now is in prison, isn't he? I think he is.
He's close.
I think he's in two prisons. That's how much trouble he's in.
All right, I'll let you go back to the game. Thanks for calling in, Bruce, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bruce.
Okay, sounds good, guys.
All right, that is Bruce Jenkins on the Chronicle.
Well, Marty,
I do have his better lines.